You're listening to The 21st. Welcome, I'm Nyla Boodoo. President Trump's executive orders on immigration this weekend have sparked protests and lawsuits. Over the weekend, tens of thousands protested across the country and in airports in Illinois, from O'Hare in Chicago to Willard near Champaign.
Distribute more hatred. Keep talking about peace. Keep talking about humanity. Keep talking about that this is not fair. The refugees should be given a fair chance, especially the people who are trying to go through legal channels.
Coming to America for medical aid, coming to America to see their loved ones, some coming for funerals, some coming for weddings, some coming for their education. A young man from Iran at Stanford University doing his PhD. A great asset to this nation, goes back home for a visit and can't come back.
No hate, no fear!
Refugees are welcome here!
No hate, no fear!
Protests in Champaign and Chicago over the weekend. Thanks to WBEZ's Susie Ahn and WILL's Jeff Bossert for that audio. The legality of President Trump's executive order, now being questioned by a variety of federal courts, suspends immigrants and non-immigrants for 90 days from seven Muslim-majority countries: Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. It includes everything from refugees to travelers with visas to residents with green cards, although that's also now being questioned. While some have celebrated President Trump making good on his campaign promise, many across Illinois are alarmed. Today, we're going to be talking to people directly affected by all of this and those who are trying to help them, including a Yemeni PhD student at the University of Illinois, the director of an Illinois-based group working with Syrian refugees, and a Chicago-area rabbi whose congregation was hoping to welcome a Syrian refugee family. And as always, we would love to hear from you listening. What do you think about all of this? Give us a call. You can join our conversation at 1-800-222-9455. That's 1-800-222-9455. Or you can tweet to 21st Show, our handle 21st Show. We wanted to start with some context, though, from NPR's David Shaper. He's been covering the protests at O'Hare over the weekend and on the line from Chicago. Hey, David, welcome back to the 21st.
Thanks for having me, Nyla.
What was the scene like at O'Hare this weekend, David? We just heard a little bit of some of the sounds from Chicago and Champaign.
Yeah, you know, it was really chaotic. I spent many hours there Saturday, starting in the afternoon and well into the evening. You know, when I first got there, there was a small group of attorneys who were huddling, trying to identify people who were waiting for loved ones, for, you know, picking up people who were flying in from overseas. There's a flight from Tehran, for example, that and to see if anybody was being detained. There were rumors or talk that people were being detained and held, interviewed for several hours because they fell under the executive order banning entry into the country. So it was just kind of a little bit of trying to figure out who's being held and what's going on. And as the day went on, more and we found out that there were, you know, more than a dozen, I think it was 16 at least, that the attorneys there knew of people who were being detained. The number of attorneys coming to help out grew. The protesters showed up, and into the night it got quite crazy with the just huge protests and so much confusion about what was going on and who was being detained and why.
David, you've covered lots of protests over the year. I would say you've had your fair share of them, right? What was the tone of this like? What were the people like?
You know, I found it really, really interesting, Nyla, that there's so many people there who, I talked to a few who said, well, first of all, it's a Saturday night. It's like, you know, like couples on date night decided, you know, screw the dinner, screw the movie. We're going to
drive to O'Hare.
Yeah, yeah. Families, you know, like their outing, like, you know, little kids, families, parents who are saying, you know, this is something that's important to us to do as a family, to speak out on this issue. And even a lot of people who said that they had never protested before, that there's no reason, but they felt like this crossed a line to them that got them to protest. This, and some of them were saying, yeah, my first protest was the Women's March a week before. Now I'm coming out for this because I feel like this administration has gone in a direction that they don't approve of. And I found that very interesting because you tend to sometimes when you cover a lot of protests that I've been covering
kind to see the same people, right?
You see some of the same people or the same types of people. This was not your NATO protest, let's put it that way.
So that's sort of the ordinary citizen side of this. We've certainly seen a lot of Democratic lawmakers, whether they are city officials like Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Attorney General Lisa Madigan, joining 15 other Democratic state attorney generals saying this is unconstitutional, unlawful, un-American. What are we hearing from Illinois lawmakers? Lots of what has the political response been to this?
Well, you know, there were a few members of Congress who were there. Joining in the protests, speaking at a news conference that they had. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky from the North Suburbs was one of the more vocal people there Saturday night, and that continued into Sunday. Senator Dick Durbin and Congresswoman Schakowsky and others held a big event, kind of a just like a Know Your Rights for Immigration event Sunday afternoon in Chicago at Sullivan High School on the north side, a pretty diverse neighborhood in Rogers Park where this was already previously set up, just people trying to figure out, okay, how do we navigate the legal immigration process? And it turned into this big event about, because a lot of people are scared now. You know, who can get in, who can't be, if I have a green card, if I'm a these are people who are legal residents, I should say, of this country and have been living here for quite some time, and now they're being detained and questioned and faced with the possibility of being deported. It kind of sent a shiver through a lot of folks who think that it's appears to be a whole new ball game that they're in. So.
Yeah, David, what are we hearing from other prominent leaders in Illinois? I'm thinking about Cardinal Supich. What did he say over the weekend about this?
You know, I thought Cardinal Supich had one of the more poignant sort of responses to this event, and he condemned the executive order and the detainments that resulted as a result of it, and said that this has proved to be a dark moment in U.S. history. I think that's pretty strong language from the leader of the Catholic Church in Chicago. He said that this, you know, the United States has a long history of welcoming refugees who are fleeing for their lives. Catholic organizations have spent have always been involved in helping resettle families. I remember as a kid, our family sponsoring Cambodian refugees and helping them out. So for him to condemn this is that saying that the world is watching as we abandon our commitments to American values is pretty strong language.
Right. Similar, obviously, we saw what the Pope said earlier this weekend.
What the Pope has been saying as well, yes.
Mm-hmm. NPR's David Shaper, he's a national correspondent based in the Midwest, joining us from Chicago. David, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Nyla.